We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Don't forget, you can hear Hurricanes football on the radio here. It's sponsored by Milam's Market, your football tailgating headquarters. At the stadium or for your home parties, Milam's Market. Now, I do want to talk some Canes football with Gino Toretta here, but I also have that Adam Gase question, NFL stuff. So let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Gino Toretta, Heisman Trophy winning quarterback at the U, and he was at Hard Rock Stadium Saturday. He was on the call of the UM Pitt game for Touchdown Radio. And before we talk Canes, Gino, so I was talking with Crowder. Like, Adam Gase, he comes into a team meeting. You know, you played on college football teams, NFL teams. Adam Gase comes into a team meeting. He's obviously a boob. He's in over his head. They can't respect him at all. And then specifically, you're a quarterback, and you know you have to listen to this guy, but you know he can't help you, right? I mean, Joe Flacco has to be beside himself when Adam Gase is whispering something in his ear, because Joe Flacco knows a thousand more things about quarterbacking than Gase ever will. Like, how do you keep it together as a player if you are playing for someone that you just don't respect?
I think I make sure I have a hat that's big enough to pull it down and cover my eyes just like he does.
Have you ever sat in a meeting, though, with a coach that you just like, I can't believe this guy is talking to us. Like, this guy, well, I have no respect for this guy. Let me say this,
and I'm not going to say who the coach is because you'll know who it was.
Well, so, I know it's not Dennis Erickson. Can't be Erickson.
No. My rookie year in Minnesota, Jim McMahon was a starting quarterback in Minnesota, and we had an offensive coach literally draw up a play like on the, you know, whatever, the old projector screen, you know, with the eraser markers, yeah. You know, you had a little school. That's how I'd drawn up plays. And I swear I remember McMahon one day, we're at a meeting, he goes, what did this play work on your Sega last night in football? So I guess Flacco probably has enough experience to say that. You know what? It seems like there's a lot of problems with the Jets. When the defensive coordinator, who they're getting smoked, and, you know, listen, football, you know, people forget, like, for your defense to be halfway decent, your offense has to be halfway decent to keep the defense off the field, to get them a breath, maybe to score once or twice a game. You know, that's not asking too much. And for your defensive coordinator to just say, hey, all of our problems aren't defensively, and then they ask him about it, and he goes, I think you can figure out what I mean.
but I got, you know, from a quarterback perspective, because I'll say the name, Paul Pasqualoni. He used to call calls into us, and the whole defense would slash their throat like, no, terrible call, coach. No, let's move on, coach. Terrible call, coach. Like, you're the quarterback. Like, when you're on that side and offensively, when you're calling the plays, when you can adjust, like, from a quarterback perspective, and you know this play sucks, what do?
Change it at the line of scrimmage. And that, like Dennis Erickson would tell me, he goes, I don't care if you audible every play. Just make sure it works. You know,
but you got to have the right personnel to do that.
You don't. I mean, you have to be taught the game. I don't think a lot of guys in college are taught the game to say, hey, if it's third and six, these are our best three plays. So no matter what offense I'm running and no matter who sends in the play, if I come to the line of scrimmage and go, all right, this play is not very good, I'm just going to audible at the line of scrimmage. I can make an excuse by the time if it doesn't work, I can make an excuse by the time I get to the sidelines. I can just say, hey, I thought I saw this safety coming down. I thought there was pressure. You know, there was a wheel was on the line of scrimmage. I think you would have got, you know, it's very easy, you know, but I think that you have to trust your quarterback, especially a guy like Flacco has played so many years. You don't think he's out there going, okay, these guys completely have this play out flanked. We're just going to change it at the line of scrimmage. There's no question in my mind that's happening. But, you know, some of these stories of some of these offenses, they're not even giving these guys the option to audible.
Right.
It's dumbfounding. Like to me, and Peyton Manning, you know, should get, you know, whatever, 10%, whatever the agent cut is on Gase, because that's Gase is living on his relationship with Peyton Manning off one season. Well, Tom Moore was in Minnesota and Detroit when I was there, who was Peyton's offensive coordinator in Indy for 15 years. I remember flat out asking, I broadcast one of their games. I'm like, man, you guys, I mean, they scored like 45. This was, you know, way back when offenses couldn't score. And he goes, that was 1950s football. If there was two safeties, we handed it off to Edge. If there was one safety, Peyton threw the ball. That was their game plan. It's not hard. You keep it simple, and, you know, you execute, you know, to where you have numbers, you're going to have success.
At some point, Peyton Manning has to call or text Gase and go, hey, just like, you've done all right for yourself. Let's stop using my name.
Can you remove me from reference sources?
Yeah, exactly. How do we go about getting me taken off your Wikipedia page? I'm just curious. You've done all right.
Hey, you think Gase is already updating his resume? Hey, Peyton, I'm updating my resume. I'm going to have you down as one of my three contacts.
Right. And you may get a phone call from someone on Monster.com.
You need to go to the nationwide commercial, and you need to start one of those businesses in my Peytonville.
Unbelievable.
Gase needs to move to Peytonville and stop coaching because he's terrible, Gino.
Oh, my God. Gino Toretta is with us, Heisman Trophy winner. So, for Hurricanes fans, look, after five games, the Canes are 4-1. The only loss is to Clemson. You can't really complain about that, no?
Well, I think you can complain based on the Clemson performance. I mean, I think that you wanted to be a lot more competitive. I mean, they're 4-1, which is good. I thought there was they left a lot of plays out there offensively against Pitt last week, and Pitt was without their starting quarterback, who's kind of the glue of their team, and the guy started 32 games before the Miami game. So I think they were really hamstrung. I mean, I don't know how much you get to see, you know, watching the TV of the game, or even if you get the ACC sub-network package that it was on TV. But the quarterback for Pitt, Channing, ran to the sidelines in between every play to get the play call. That's how not prepared having a backup quarterback. The guy didn't even know the signals. He was running to the sidelines, getting the plays every play. It was amazing. He had to run 10 miles by the end of the game.
Well, on the other side, though, Gino, because we were questioning that, where we've seen in the past, even that Mark Richt year, when y'all beat, what was it, Notre Dame at
Hard
Rock Stadium,
yeah.
And then,
Notre
you know, saying number two in the nation, and then you lose, and then you go on a four-game losing streak. Was it inspiring to see a loss like you saw in Clemson and then a bounce back? And really, I'll be honest, a dominant performance over Pitt, even with their problems, even with all that, they were still 3-1 coming into the game, and you went in there and dominated them. Encouraging to see there was no lag after that Clemson loss?
What's encouraging is, in the past, it seemed like one loss has turned into four. And that, you know, Channing, you've been on enough teams where you played against teams where you're like, man, this team's really good when you play them. Tough, hard-fought game, and somehow, you know, your team beats the other team, and they go in the toilet after, and you're like, damn, I thought that team was a lot better when we played them. You know, and I think that was the good thing for Miami, is they didn't let one loss just carry over into their game against Pitt. But I thought there was enough coaching, you know, issues in the game that you know, they need to keep improving. I mean, they can't rest on 4-1 and just think, hey, well, our only loss was to the best team in the country, so we're okay.
What was a great thing? A great thing you see about the Hurricanes right now, and what is a really poor thing you see about the Hurricanes right now?
I thought the defensive front was very good against Pitt. I thought Headley, the punter, hit some bombs, absolute bombs on special teams. I thought, you know, what needs most improvement is, you know, I don't know if it's routes. There was a lot of, you know, just behind the line of scrimmage passing game. You know, not drop back, throw a 10-yard curl route or a 12-yard out or a 15-yard comeback, throwing the ball down the field, you know, receivers, you know, creating separation from defensive backs and Derek having enough time. Because I think there was a lot of times he was dropping back, looking downfield, and he was getting pressured pretty quick. So, you know, I think they got to work on the passing game more of, you know, 10-yard routes and plus.
And, you know, people ask me about linebackers all the time. You know, a guy that can run, that can cover, that can tackle, but can't get off blocks. That's one of my biggest things when I tell people. I'm like, watch if a lineman touches him. He's not going to get off the block. That's a weakness in his game. When you're watching De'Eriq King, through 4 wins and 1 loss, both sides of the spectrum, what's the best thing De'Eriq does, and what's the thing you think he needs to work on the most?
Well, I think the best thing he does is escapability. I think that his clock in his head was pretty good in the game. Once he realized, hey, if their D-line's got some studs, which Pitt had some, probably one of the best D-lines in the conference coming in, once your clock is sped up to say, all right, these guys are going to be coming, they're going to get to me in a certain amount of time, and he was scrambling around and making some plays. I think the thing he is working on is just putting the ball down the field. But I don't know if that's, you know, schematically, they didn't do a lot of that because they saw, hey, we can throw, you know, the bubble screen and the quick wide receiver screen to the sidelines, and you know, that's going to move the chains for us. I mean, they're the two big passing plays were essentially on the Tebow pop pass that you guys used to run with Urban Meyer. I mean, he basically took the shotgun snap, ducked in a line of scrimmage, and when my man ducks in a line of scrimmage, nobody can see him. And the Pitt linebacker, safety, everybody just sucked up and bit. And Mallory went down the field one time wide open, and Cam Akers went down the other time wide open.
Gino Toretta. So Canes have UVA next, and they're not very good. I think the Canes right now, they opened at a 10 or 11 point favorite for Saturday night. So at this juncture, they're 4-1. Hopefully they go to 5-1 after Saturday night. Are the Canes ahead of schedule, on schedule, behind schedule? Like where do you think they are right now?
I think they're on schedule. I think they'd be, you know, happy to be 4-1 and the only loss to Clemson. I think that, you know, it's funny you say, well, Virginia's not very good. I mean, listen, we didn't think Florida State is terrible. I saw them in person twice against Miami, against Georgia Tech, and they beat North Carolina. So
yeah,
I don't know this season. I don't think, like, our estimation, and just for friendly purposes, when you're giving me the betting lines, there's no way in hell I'd be coming anywhere near a game this year, because I just it's like, wait a sec. Auburn lost to South Carolina? I mean, South Carolina was talking about firing Will Muschamp last week. You know,
so, I mean, we had our way with FSU. We had our way with them, and then North Carolina can't do anything.
In North Carolina, listen, they had three guys that dropped the ball, I mean, just right in their hands at the end of the last drive. At least North Carolina would have had a chance to kick a field goal and win the game. And their wideouts did not step up for their young quarterback. But, yeah, I was just absolutely shocked that, you know, they did. But, you know, when the quarterback throws a pick six to a defensive end, usually that team gets the interception for a touchdown, wins the game. So, you know, I think they're where they're at, you know, 4-1, lost to Clemson, but still need to continue to improve, get more efficient in the offensive game, and obviously continue to get better and pressure, you know, the other team's offense with their D.
Who's your pick for best in the league right now? Is it Clemson or Alabama?
You know, after watching Alabama and Jalen Waddle, 17, and I think it was Dante Smith was 6 or 8. I mean, the weapons that Alabama was rolling out there, and then Najee Harris in the backfield, I mean, it was just amazing. The only thing that concerns me, I think, with Alabama this year is I don't like their defense. They don't have them big boys up front. And I think Clemson is more used to man coverage and pressure and blitz, which, you know, probably might give them the edge, and their quarterback's obviously better than Alabama. So I'd probably give the edge to Clemson right now.
All right. Gino Toretta, Heisman Trophy winner. Hurricanes are 4-1 and have UVA on Saturday. Thank you for making time for us, Gino. Always enjoy it.
All right, guys.